In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at U.S. beef exports to the European Union, which have struggled over the past year due to limited opportunities in Europe's food service and hospitality sectors. But USMEF Europe Representative Yuri Barutkin says exports are poised for a comeback thanks to the gradual reopening of food service and newly developed retail channels.
We were very happy in the beginning of 2020 that the United States received greater access to the European market. But unfortunately, that good news of having an expanded quota that would have allowed U.S. beef industry to grow its sales volume in Europe have been tarnished by the pandemic. Europe was one of the hardest hit areas in the world, and the sector that was affected the most was food service and tourist sector, where U.S. beef in Europe sold the most in both white table cloth and family style restaurants. We did not expect restrictions placed on business travel and food service would drag on for a year, even longer. Having said that, the news are not all negative. We have mobilized our resources to sell more product in online retail outlets and more portion control products being developed that allowed volume to be directed to the traditional brick and mortar outlets. More distributors in Germany placing portion control products at retail. Good developments in the retail sales in France and in Central and Eastern Europe. So I think eventually food service will, of course, restore and we could preserve what we have achieved in the times of pandemic. So every effort to place U.S. beef product at retail, both online and offline, will be there to stay. And of course, summer is sacred for the Europeans. Barbecues, grilling outside, it's almost like a religion here in Europe. And so we definitely hope that it will stimulate much higher sales at retail.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.